Welcome to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson, where we decode the cultural signals, platform shifts, and digital trends that drive attention and conversion. I'm Greg, professor, serial entrepreneur, and marketing strategist, and each episode, I share insights and cultural playbooks to help you win in the attention economy. Today's show is called Memes versus Messaging, Where Brands Go Wrong. Let's dive in. Most brands are stuck in a painful paradox. They either play it impossibly safe with corporate messaging that sounds like it was written by a committee of lawyers, or they go full meme lord and completely lose their brand identity in the process. But here's what I've learned after studying hundreds of viral brand moments. The secret isn't choosing between funny and professional. It's finding your brand's cultural sweet spot and defending it relentlessly. Before jumping on any trend, successful brands apply what I call the cultural context filter. They ask themselves, does this align with our brand values and the cultural moment we're living in? Netflix has mastered this approach. They meme about their own content constantly, but notice they never stray from their core entertainment brand. They're not trying to be your best friend or your life coach. They're your entertainment companion, and every cultural moment they engage with reinforces that relationship. Remember this rule. If you have to explain why it's funny, you've already lost. The brands that sustain cultural relevance without sacrificing their identity use what I call the 70-20-10 content strategy. 70% of their content focuses on on-brand messaging that reflects their core values. 20% engages in cultural commentary that shows they're paying attention to the world around them. And only 10% is pure trend riding that proves they're human. Research shows brands using this split see 40% higher engagement than those going all in on trends because audiences trust consistency more than they trust comedic timing. Here's a practical framework I teach my clients, the 24-hour test. Create your meme content, then wait 24 hours before posting. Ask your team this crucial question: will this still represent us well in a year? If yes, post it. If no, find the cultural insight buried in that trend and reframe it in your authentic brand voice. Let's look at how Wendy's Twitter strategy exemplifies this approach. Wendy's didn't just copy internet culture, they created a consistent, sassy personality that never wavers. When they roast competitors, it's not random trolling. It's always tied back to their fresh, never frozen brand promise. When they went after McDonald's ice cream machines, it wasn't just opportunistic humor. It reinforced their core message about quality and reliability. The result? 3.8 million Twitter followers and measurable sales lift during viral moments because every joke served a strategic purpose. Your immediate action step is this: create a brand personality document that defines your meme voice. What topics do you comment on? What's your tone? Where are your boundaries? Test every piece of cultural content against this filter before posting. This prevents brand damage while keeping you culturally relevant. Here's the big picture truth that most marketers miss. Culture moves fast, but brands are built slow. The companies winning long-term aren't trend chasers. They're culture translators who filter every moment through their unique brand lens. They understand that sustainable attention comes from having a consistent voice in an inconsistent world. Stay curious about culture, but stay loyal to your brand. That's where sustainable growth lives. Thanks for listening to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found value here, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more marketers capture attention and drive growth. Get the confidence to pitch bold ideas that win. Cultural Intelligence Report at moveatthespeedofculture.com.